It was September 1951. Some 90 women delegates representing the founding branches of what was soon officially to become the Māori Women's Welfare League had assembled at Wellington's Ngāti Pōneke Hall. A constitution prepared in advance with the assistance of the Māori Affairs Department was to be formally adopted during the conference. Princess Te Puia Herangi, always to be an enthusiastic supporter, accepted an invitation to become patroness of the newly constituted league. The dynamic Whinakupa was elected first Dominion president. The Māori Women's Welfare League, Te Ropu Wahine Māori Toko I Te Ora, was born that September in an atmosphere charged with excitement, commitment, and hope for a bright future for Māoridom. The energy generated by so many Māori women who care deeply about the welfare of their people would surely result in positive change. From these beginnings in 1951, the Māori Women's Welfare League was to go from strength to strength. The first national Māori organisation to be formed, it was also the first to provide Māori women with a forum in which their concerns could be aired, brought to a wider national audience, and placed before the policy makers of the day. Te ropu wahine Māori, toko I te ora. The live video stream of this year's annual conference of Te ropu wahine Māori, toko I te ora is brought to you with humility by Te Hiku Media and supported by Ngāti Hine FM, Tautoko FM, and Channel North of Whangarei. Ka mihi kia koutou katoa e hono mai nei, hei whakanui I te kaupapa o tēnei hui ātau o te wahine Māori toko I te ora. Ko tēnei te 63 o ēnei hui, hono tonu mai ki ēnei whakapāhotanga e whakanui nei I ngā kaupapa e kōrero tia ana e ngā kaikōrero o ngā wahine toko I te ora.